Tonight, my name's Kate Delaney. I'm the skipper of this ship. We are starting to load all the passengers on, rest assured. We've got plenty of fuel, so we won't run out of it anywhere and end up floating somewhere. Oh, it's been crazy what's happened with cruise ships. Now, I wonder why I was offered a cruise today for a mere $10. I thought, what is this? Is this a cruise around Erie? Is this a cruise around Lake Erie? I don't know. Speaking of cruises, a lot of people were cruising for some cold during the day in the East Coast. Temperatures felt like 115 in South Jersey today. In Boston, they said people that were tourists that happened to pick this time of year to go weren't too happy when they were walking around Constitution Centers and whatnot and couldn't really get a handle on the heat. It was a very big day for ice cream trucks, however. They made record numbers. Everybody was buying ice cream and water ice and anything that was cool that they could get their hands on. Guess what? Bad news is a couple more days of some pretty high heat is being predicted. If you've got a hot weather story that you think we'll get a chuckle out of, please call this show. We want to hear it. Be a bummer, wouldn't it, if you got a flat tire and you were on I-95 and you had to pull over and you had to fix that tire at 2 o'clock in the afternoon where you could literally see the heat rising from the highway. I-95 wouldn't be a great place to get a flat anyway, but sitting there in a car, trying to figure out what to do, AAA, or maybe your car company, whatever car you got, they've got a service immediately. Boom. Call them up, and hopefully they can be there quickly, because that would be a terrible thing to happen in the middle of a very hot, hot day. Sometimes when it's hot, you can see, I've seen it where the road kind of buckles in some places. It doesn't kind of. It does buckle in some places. It's gotten that hot. It was that hot in Texas last year where there were so many 100-degree-plus days that everything seemed like scorched earth, and even the pavement started to come up. So I wish everybody good luck in keeping cool the next couple of days. Speaking of keeping cool and losing your cool, the president decided, okay, with Fast and Furious, it's time to go for executive privilege. So what does that mean? In this whole bungled Operation Fast and Furious, the gun-running scheme, the president decided that he's going to say, forget this whole thing of wanting these documents, these internal documents. Other presidents have invoked executive privilege. One where it didn't work out so well was Richard Nixon and the whole Watergate thing. Remember, it was more about the cover-up for Nixon than what actually happened. So, Eric Holder, who's been at the heart of what's going on with Fast and Furious, because he's the attorney general, after 16 months, massive investigation, the House decides, the House committee, the oversight committee, pushing this, looks into the decision of contempt and decides to take the vote. They vote for contempt. Now it will go to the full House next week, which means Eric Holder could officially be slapped with contempt for blocking those documents. Big deal, because it hasn't happened very many times, a handful of times. Usually somebody backs down, there's a truce, there's a conversation. It's not happening this time, because Congressman Daryl Issa met with the Attorney General the other day, wanted just the internal documents. Holder wouldn't give up the internal documents. So now this is how far this has come. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley has said that because the president has decided to use executive privilege over this Fast and Furious stuff, hey, maybe he's involved. Maybe it indicates that there's something going on here with Obama. I think it's more about Holder, but smart of Grassley to throw that out. That why does, you know, what's the White House involvement? I think Obama loves Holder and is really trying to get his back is what I think is happening here. But I want to know what's in those documents now, too. The more they keep protesting, the more I want to see is why can we not see what's being said there? How secretive is it? How awful would it be to know what is in the internal documents unless there's something terrible about the Border Patrol agent Brian Terry's death, which it's already awful that that happened. But are there some, was there something in that that they don't want people to know? So a real shock, I think, not a shock that a president uses executive privilege because it's happened. Bush used it a bunch of times. But the fact that he threw it into this, that he threw it into this particular decision with Fast and Furious. So how about a couple of opinions on the Hill? Here's Jason Chaffetz and John Tierney. They had some thoughts on Fast and Furious and what's really going on.
Why is it that President Obama is suddenly invoking executive privilege on documents that they were told yesterday they would be glad to give us? That doesn't really add up. There's something here that we need to know about.
This at one time had been a legitimate investigation, something that this committee should do, and we have generally done in the past with consent of all the parties on both sides of the aisle. It's painful to sit here and watch it turn into a partisan political theater.
All right, so it is. It's more of the same as far as you take one side, I take the other side. But I think it's strictly Holder being protected by the president. That's why the executive privilege. I think that's all that that's about. The fact that you have these Mexican drug cartels that have guns from the United States, you have the grisly scene of the murder of Brian Terry that I just mentioned, you have the Justice Department denying allegations for 10 months before withdrawing their denial that the government had allowed the transfer of illegally purchased weapons found at the scene of that murder. So there were a couple of things that didn't make sense. And the Senate is not going to, I doubt they're going to move to impeach Holder. Very doubtful. Highly unlikely. The House, though, takes up contempt. That makes sense. I don't think they're going to let it go. I think they'll push that. Then, does Holder resign? Do you think that this is something the Republicans should step away from? Some people think so because it takes away from everything else that's out there with jobs, the economy, what's happened in the previous administration, defeating an incumbent president who still is armed with some pretty good campaign people and is raising a lot of money on the campaign trail. So is Mitt Romney, but definitely Obama has a machine in place and it's working well. So will this take away too much from the GOP and have them lose focus by pushing the envelope on the Holder thing? I still say the Terry family deserves answers. So why can't we see what's in the documents? Why, when they, we were told that they were going to be released, which is what Holder told ISTA and the committee. And I think that's why this situation, why on Wednesday a House committee voted to hold the AG in contempt of Congress for failing to turn over those documents related to Fast and Furious. Hey, you can always chip in your 2 cents, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Talking health care on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment to moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 20th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,1280. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,5322, $8,2661 for a half ounce, or $4,1330 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,5322, $8,2661, and $4,1330.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
There are a lot of different polls that are worth kind of throwing out here. Not kind of, they're definitely worth throwing out, because we're a week away from what ultimately is the decision on your health care and mine and my family's and your family's and where we're headed with this whole health care thing. Only a third favor Obamacare. That's just in a new poll. Overwhelming support. Both supporters and opponents for Congress and the president to start working on something new. So the Affordable Health Care, a.k.a. Obamacare, because even he's embracing that title now, there is a lot of people that waited to see before passing judgment on it. In the recent months, people have been getting statements where their premiums have gone up and the coverage hasn't changed, and they're not happy about it. There are companies who are instead offering financial incentives and saying, yeah, we can't afford to insure people anymore. So most of the major changes that would be pushed on extending health insurance to 30 million Americans who don't have coverage yet will haven't even taken effect yet at this point. But we know what it is. It's the heavy hammer. Get health insurance or you're going to pay. The IRS is going to fine you. And that's the least popular thing of the entire law. Some provisions have kicked in that I think everyone likes and would agree on. If you want to keep your kids covered on your policy and they're in their 20s, you can do that in their early 20s. And also the high prescription drug costs, a little bit of a cost cutting for seniors. I don't think many people are disagreeing with that, the pre-existing condition thing. But an Associated Press GFK poll shows that only 21% of independents approve of the law. That's brutal. And overall support of the law is pretty much unchanged. 47% oppose it. 47% oppose it. Three-fourths of Americans want a new effort. They want that to happen. You got opponents, you got backers, you got a Supreme Court decision. Do we start anew? What happens here? Huge. I can't even come up with enough adjectives to describe how big this is for everybody. Doesn't matter in the United States anyway where you're listening to me. This affects the people that you go to see, your doctor, the hospitals around you, the coverage you get, whatever the coverage is. And, you know, it differs from place to place. And the problem with healthcare is there's not a one-size-fits-all. You know, when you go and you get those shirts, clothes, workout clothes, whatever, it's just one-size-fits-all. It's the best, isn't it? Because you don't have to go try anything on. I hate trying stuff on. But you got healthcare, you got to try on. Because everybody's needs are different. And what kind of, where they live and what the limitations are or what the fabulous coverage is, because not healthcare isn't all crappy. That's the other misconception. There are some great doctors still around. There's some great opportunities to get good healthcare. But I think because the competition is, for me, the thing that's lacking in this whole healthcare deal is there's no competition. If we live in a country that thrives on, or did, on free enterprise, then it's about choices and competition. And if there's competition, that means that companies have to be better at what they're offering. They have to get their systems down better. They have to lower their costs to what they can. And that gets passed on. And so the better they are at doing it, the more people that will flock to that coverage. I think erasing the state lines would be big. But at this point, it doesn't matter. It matters what the Supreme Court decides. You know, there could be a real curveball here, and the law could hold up. It just doesn't seem as though it will, but it doesn't mean that it won't. We don't know. Will a new health care bill? And here's the thing. If the whole thing gets trashed, what are the odds that there's going to be some kind of replacement measure? Well, first of all, nothing's going to happen until after the election, so that means it's not going to happen until January for whatever, whoever is president, whether it's Obama again or Romney gets in. Nothing will happen until then. It doesn't make any sense. It won't happen. It won't happen. Either it's start all over again or pick things that work and keep a few things in there or not. Now, here's the other thing. The healthcare ruling is so big to all of us that the Senate Judiciary Committee, the leaders of that committee, are asking the Supreme Court to allow live TV coverage when they deliver their ruling on healthcare. They don't want, it's a slippery slope. We talked to our friends in Washington the other day here in America Tonight about it. They don't really want television cameras around them. The chairman of that committee, Patrick Leahy, and Chuck Grassley, the ranking Republican, said that the issues in the case are so important and it's so consequential, as the biggest in our recent history, that they want to see it televised. That the court has to be aware that the interest among all of us because of the outcome of this case is so, so big that millions of us would be able to view what only a few people get to see when they're lucky enough to get into the public seating, because it's so limited, the people that can get in there. So the news organizations have asked for a while to allow cameras in the courtroom, especially for this decision anyway. So far they haven't said no, but they haven't said yes. That's also an indication that it's going to happen next week. It's going to happen on the 28th, and there are other things that are coming out versus healthcare until the last second. And, you know, I don't know. Does it matter as much if it's televised? I guess you could at least, because it does have historic value to it, I guess at least we'd get to see it. But I think it's I think it's doubtful. I think the mandate is going to be unconstitutional. But will the entire bill be considered unconstitutional or not? Will other provisions have to be pushed to be repealed? I'm thinking mandate done. Everything else, not so sure. For the whole thing, doubt it. We have C-SPAN, for goodness sake. We get to see everybody else. I guess in a way, could we just see this one decision? But it's not going to make a difference on the decision. So that's the thing. And how many of you are working? How many of you are sleeping? Because I think this comes down early in the day. And here we are, all of us third shifters, creating a human chain across this great nation. So if you're part of the chain, then I'm thinking you're probably going to be sleeping at 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, most likely. So you have to hear about it after you get up. Mitt Romney will be talking about ultimately what happens with this health care decision, as will the president. But Mitt Romney had his single best day of fundraising so far. He got between 6 and 8 million as he went through Michigan on Wednesday. So, is that a sign that Michigan could go heavy for Romney? Or, there's just a lot of people with some friends in high places that kicked in. Obama's campaign spent more than it took in over the month of May, despite all the fundraising stuff, were in his schedule. So they're shy of $110 million cash on hand against $115 million 1 month earlier. He scooped up $39 million, but spent $44.6. So that means you have a little bit of a loss leader there. That just turned around because of all the fundraisers, I think, recently that Obama's had. So both are pretty good at raising money. Remember, Obama, his people said he'd probably have $1 billion in his war chest to get elected. And is it going to take does it take $1 billion in this country to elect somebody? And how much would Mitt Romney have? I bet you in the end, Mitt Romney is going to have more money. In fact, the RNC is saying by the end of June, he's going to have $100 million in the month of June, and it's going to be very, very big. Hey, speaking of numbers, coming up next, we have another version of We Can Count.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition. nation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
$9 billion stimulus. That's what we're talking about. Green projects for $9 billion. How many jobs do you think were created? $9 billion is a lot of money. So I would think that a lot of jobs would have been created with that money. I happen to get a link to a story today that showed only 910 jobs. So $9 billion, how much are those people making? Why do I not know about these job openings? Or why don't I pass them on to you? If I had learned of them, I would have done that. But the U.S. Department of Energy, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, that's all part of this, a grant program that was run through the Treasury Department. It's called Section 1603. It offered renewable energy product developers a one-time cash payment so it would reduce the need for grant for green energy companies to get tax equity partners and help them do what they had to do, creating and retaining jobs in the in renewable energy sector. But I guess that didn't happen. So somebody made a lot of money on those grants, though. The amount of jobs you would think would have been hired. Now, there were temporary construction jobs, and they averaged about 43,000. It averaged out over that time period to about 9,400 a year, because then you'd look at wind and solar, putting all that stuff up. Bottom line, the 910 jobs are directly supporting the operation and management of the green systems. So that's what the blowback is. Well, these are the people that are doing this job. So 9,910 jobs. That means in the end, according to the site that I was looking at, about 9.8 million to create them. It's just ugly news, isn't it? What? How much money was thrown down the rat hole on that one? I mean, do we have to develop sources? Do we look to the future? Of course. But are we squandering money right and left on this stuff? Well, yeah. If that's the amount of money that's been used and very few jobs really have been created as a result of it, something's awry there. Something's, you know, not right, because more jobs should have been created, green energy or not, whatever. People working on it's nuts. All right, this probably doesn't come as a surprise to a lot of people, but the problems in Egypt continue because now there's allegations of fraud, so that delayed the result of the presidential election that happened last week and on Thursday and carried through, and it's certainly taken a chunk out of a few different people, including the Muslim Brotherhood, because they're claiming that they've won, and they say they're going to take to the streets to protest the ruling generals to deny them power. So there have been thousands and thousands of people in the street once again. How'd that work out? Not very well. I'm telling you, the Middle East is such a powder keg. Not that that's news to anybody listening, but it is. I think we're on the verge of civil war in Syria. You have the Red Cross that's trying to pull people from some of those areas in Syria where they've been just shot in the streets. It's nasty stuff. Nasty. LeBron James really enraged the people of Ohio when he bolted for Miami. It's probably more about the way he did it. What's interesting about the LeBron James story is he's on the verge of winning a title because the Heat have a 3-1 edge in their series with the Oklahoma City Thunder, and he's been in the NBA for 9 seasons. He's had 3 MVP awards. He's gone to the NBA Finals 3 times with 2 teams and made a huge decision to leave Ohio. That's the thing that really hangs over his head. So, what happens on Thursday night? The Heat could close the deal on the Thunder by winning the NBA Finals, and that would be huge. Wouldn't be great for the people in Oklahoma, but it would be huge for LeBron James. Then he would have everyone off his back for all the criticism for the couple of times that he got there before and couldn't close the deal. Do we care about LeBron James, though, anymore? Is he still relevant? Well, he's relevant to the people in Miami, for sure. And he still has his fan base. Still pretty exciting to watch him. I got to see him a couple of times in action. And honestly, his dunk move is absolutely incredible. The only one I could compare him to that I've seen on the court is the great Michael Jordan. Stunning. Ron Paul, I'm a fan. Lots of you are fans of Ron Paul. The congressman from Texas said on Wednesday he doesn't have enough delegates to make an official showing at the convention. And we knew that, but it doesn't mean that he's not going to try to give it a fighting chance. Since moving away from the active campaigning, Paul and his staff have focused, as all of you know, on getting delegates at state party conventions, but the GOP's rules won't allow him a speaking slot at the national convention in August. They don't have enough to take over the convention. He was on Morning Joe, but he says, I'm not sure whether I'll have a public presence, but we'll have a presence. He also said that Romney hasn't reached out to him to speak at the convention. Paul's pretty critical of the Republicans because of a few different things. Welfare reform, one of them, the Federal Reserve, which I think he's so right about the Federal Reserve, the war, and just the whole idea of liberty and where we're headed. So will he have a speaking spot? Very doubtful. But will he have a presence at the convention in some way, somehow? I think so. I think he will. You probably already know this, but or maybe you don't. But the pilots decided, the pilots union rejected American Airlines' labor deal. So whenever you hear things like this, you start to think ahead, oh, what about those tickets I bought? Are they going to have a full-on strike? What's happening there? Well, they rejected the offer from the bankrupt parent of American Airlines. It's called AMR Pilots Union, right? They set themselves up for the possible idea of forced work terms because, like the flight attendants union, which stopped negotiating with AMR earlier in the month, the allied pilots said their members will still take their chances with a ruling. When's that expected? Well, in a couple of days, two would be your number, Friday, from a bankruptcy judge that could determine the future of the labor contract. See, now we're going to start to see more and more, although that's always been a big deal with the airlines, but we're going to start to see more and more labor questions come up, I think, with the airlines. It's been brutal. And some pilots have taken such a slash in pay, it's very scary to hear about what they have to do and some of the hours that they'll try and work. The amount of downtime, I think, is enough when they go to these, what do they call them, not flop houses, there's another word for it, where they'll go crash somewhere just to get a few hours of sleep before they jump back on a plane. It's crazy, actually, what's happened to the airline industry. A Detroit man gambled away $1.5 million. So do you think he's an idiot? Well, here's the big thing about that story. It was money that he accidentally received by an ATM. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bank of America. So he went up to the ATM, used his card. His name is Ronald Page. Guess he thought he had it made. He only had $300 in his checking account, but he withdrew $1.5 million. He made, because here's the thing, he had an overdraft. He could make unlimited ATM cash overdraft withdrawals. So now he's facing 15 months in prison after pleading guilty to charges of theft of bank funds between December of 2008 and May of 2009. And he just was recently caught not too long ago. What a dummy. So he had all this money. He took it and he blew it at the MGM Grand Casino. And he that's how all this started to unfold for him. It was a crazy glitch. And it's because of a banking account he had with another bank that was acquired by Bank of America. So because of the 15-month sentence, which is being recommended, he's been ordered to repay the funds, and he's probably going to be prohibited from gambling in any establishment in any way or any capacity. Oh, what a dummy. When he figured out how he could bilk them and he got the money, wouldn't you think he would have just taken off somewhere or done something with it? But that's the thing. Greed always gets you in the end. He was so over-the-top greedy, he could not help himself, and he just had to go back for more. And that's when they were able to get him because he kept doing that over and over and over again. One last thing, the famous sports painter Leroy Neiman, dead at the age of 91. Remember he had those wild colored paintings? We gave away some of his posters, in fact, of Shaquille here on America Tonight. If you go to my website and click on what you missed, I did an interview with Leroy Neiman. What a pleasure. What a delightful man.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's what you go stand for. It's to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say, and through a subtle and unbreaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Tonight, a couple of quick things. Steve Budin stops by. The Buddha NBA championship could be sealed, the deal that is, with the Miami Heat beating the Oklahoma Thunder. Or do the Thunder survive and push a little bit longer? Buddha's always fun to chat with. He's got an interesting history in the gaming world and beyond that, because that's not his deal now. But he had a rock and roll past. Maybe we'll talk to him about that. And Janet Reno placed an interesting phone call to him when she was the attorney general. So he's coming up on our next show. Also, is bowling a sport just for fun? Somebody threw that question out to me. So I'm having somebody who runs the big time bowling establishment. Yep, the Professional Bowlers Association. I'm going to have them on to explain why they think bowling is a sport. I wonder how many people in this audience bowl. You know, you're passionate about your politics. You're furious with what's happening in Washington. Do you take it out on the pins? Or is this more a let's drive the cover off the golf ball kind of crowd? Or maybe you're pedal pushers. Might be a lot of biking enthusiasts here in this crowd. I don't know. We're going to have to measure the statistics on this, some of you weekend warriors. I said, by the way, that if you tell me your weekend warrior story, send it to me at americatonight.net. Remember, all roads lead to the website, so if you go there, you can find everything. But if you click on contact and send me your crazy weekend wild man story, you could win a copy of my book. We're going to give one away a month for the best story, Level the Playing Field. And it's about sports, sports of all kind, not weekend warrior sports, but sports of all kind that I think you find very, very interesting. And as we come around the bend and we're headed for the checkered flag here for this hour anyway on America Tonight, just to re-rack it a little bit, some things to look forward to as part of the conversation on the overnight highway include the Arizona immigration law, what's going to happen with that. Also, what the ruling is going to be there, is their law, their so-called tough immigration law, is it going to hold up because this will have a precedent-setting effect on some other states. The other thing is next week, health care is expected then, probably on Thursday, and this affects every single one of us, whether you're in your 80s, 20s, 30s, whatever, pick an age group, all of us are affected by it. You know, it's something you don't think about until you start to have problems, and maybe that's a good thing because you don't want to dwell on, oh, this could happen, that could happen, I could get cancer, I could end up having something happen to me with some bacteria or XYZ, you know, a zillion things you can get. You know, you have people that are hypochondriacs even that spend their life on the web trying to find that whatever ache and pain is. But when you're healthy and then you get thrown a curveball, that's when you start to think about, wow, I've been really lucky that I've had this great health. That's why, and I've said it here a ton of times on America Tonight, because of my family's background with heart problems, that's why I started doing the Extendivite thing. And a lot of you have asked me about that because there isn't a link on my ATN website. There is for GCN if you go to GCNlive.com, but heartdrop.com is the website for everybody who is interested in getting some. It's great. It's all natural. It's made a huge difference in my blood pressure numbers and my cholesterol numbers, so it saved me some money on life insurance, which was great. And who knows, to me, what it could do in the future for me because of my family's history of heart attack for my grandfather before he was even 40. The other thing is, in moving forward, is what's going to happen with this contempt thing. And it's big because Fast and Furious is big because you and I funded it. It's taxpayer money, all those guns that are in the drug cartel's hands, the drugs that killed the Border Patrol agent. We know the story by now. And what happens with Eric Holder? To me, he should have been gone a long time ago. He's not. The president loves Eric Holder. It's got his back. I think the executive privilege to keep the documents secret from the committee that's asking for the internal memos from Fast and Furious, I think that the president's executive order was not so much that he had something to hide, but that he's protecting Holder, so he has his back. He loves him. Doesn't want him to resign, doesn't want him to leave, wants him to carry over into next term if he were elected to another term. So there you go. And Dennis McMahon, our favorite attorney from Vermont, it's worth throwing this out there. He sent me this note. He said, I spent a lot of time being annoyed by ringing cell phones at the wrong time, and Congressman Darrell Issa is in the middle of a television interview and his cell phone goes off. Come on. The cell phone etiquette or lack thereof knows no bounds. Then again, I like the guy and I'm willing to give him a pass. I'm not willing to give many other folks a pass for ridiculous and silly ringtones that go off and must complete a tune before being disabled. Touche. It just made me think, as a non sequitur here, that you had the former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani. If you remember when he was running for president last time around, he was with his gal pal, now wife, Judith Nathan, and he was giving a speech and his cell phone went off and he had to get it, and it was her. And it was clever because he put it into his speech. He said, yes, Judith, I'm here, I'm in the middle of speech, whatever, how he said it. And then, boom, got off the phone. But it was very clever how he weaved it in because it was one of those incredibly awkward moments. And he was pushing, he's pushing hard because he really, at the time, wanted to be president. And he's trying to rally the crowd. And in the middle of the whole thing, it's just getting exciting and everybody was getting whipped up into what he was saying. The cell phone cools the crowd off because it interrupts the flow of his speech. Wonder how many times that happens to politicians. I guess they're like everyone else. They leave the cell phone on. It is amazing, like he says, the cell phone etiquette in the country kind of leaves something to be desired, doesn't it? I think at church is the worst when people have cell phones and the cell phones aren't put on vibrate then, or movies now, they just slam you with, you're going to be asked to leave if you keep the cell phone on. All right, so keep an eye out for, like I said, immigration. What happens? Is it going to be the end of the road with this ruling or not? Illegal immigration is down from Mexico. We know that, but it's still happening despite our job market. There are a handful of states, Utah, South Carolina, Georgia, Indiana, Alabama, that have strict laws to discourage illegals from settling in their particular states. Many of the measures have been blocked by other litigation, but they could be seriously affected by the Supreme Court ruling. The Arizona law, so we're clear the next time we meet, if it had kicked in, required the law enforcement officers to ask for documentation if they had reasonable suspicion that someone is in the United States illegally, and it makes it a state crime to be present in the country or seek work without proper documentation. So then it allows the arrest of people believed to qualify for being deported. And right now that law is suspended. It never kicked in. It's all pending. It's all hinging. It's all waiting in the balance, hanging in the balance for the high court's decision, which we'll most likely see on SB 2070. The next time we meet on Thursday. Make it count, folks. If you have any thoughts on the show, please send them to me. You know where I'm going to send you. AmericaTonight.net.